Let's move into a meditation and then a channel from Kryon. And I'd like to just spend this brief time with you, helping you fine-tune the feedback that your body gives you in discovering the right answers for you. And so I invite you to close your eyes. And we're going to take a brief journey. In front of you, you see a path on the right. The path on the right has mossy grass and lush trees surrounding it. The path on the left has beautiful warm beach sand, soft rolling sand dunes, a few palm trees. Which path will you choose? I ask you to step onto one of those two paths. You will make a choice. And there's no judgment in the choice, it's simply a choice. And so spend a little time walking down the path that you've chosen. And you'll realize that both paths open up to a beautiful body of water. And within that setting, you have a choice. You can either go for a swim in the water, or you look around and you see a beautiful, comfortable chair that you can sit in and enjoy the scenery. So again, you have two choices: to either swim in the water or sit in the chair. Neither of these choices are judged. They're simply what you choose in the moment. And as you've enjoyed that choice, you now look around and you see that on the left there is a wonderful, friendly, fluffy dog wagging its tail looking at you. And on the right, you see the most beautiful cat you've ever seen sitting there purring and staring at you. And so now you have a choice as to which animal you're going to spend a bit of time with. So again, there's no judgment in your choice. Tune in to what feels right for you. And as you step towards the animal that you wish to spend some time with, I invite you to take a seat, make yourself comfortable. You may even wish to place that animal that you've chosen to connect with on your lap. And there could be another animal that is not a cat or a dog, but it's what you choose in this moment to have with you. And once you start feeling into all the signs that your body gives you in making choices, that is your navigation, your guide, your compass for understanding about what it is your innate and all of your body wants for you. And so now we just relax with our animal companion by our side and listen to the message from Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. We've started a series, and the series has to do with the attributes of awakening that may be odd or different. In this particular series, this time, I'm going to talk about some things that you might feel internally. Some will say psychologically. We will say that it is more than that, much more than that. In the fourth channel, again, I'll reveal why so many of these odd things accompany awakening or the awakening process. But again, I would like to summarize. When you think of awakening, we're talking about finding a bigger truth. And as we said, especially in the first session, that it's almost like for centuries, the consciousness of humanity has been in some kind of a box. And that is a box that is balanced with a certain amount of light and dark and consciousness that never really got any higher. Like a room that was perhaps dimly lit, you have been there surviving the best you can for eons. And again, we said, like a door that is starting to open, where there's a tremendously bright light behind it, and you can see that light in the crack, and the door starts to open. And many people are drawn to that door, and they're afraid. And they say, get away from it. And others go right to it. That is personal choice. That is a metaphor of being in consciousness on the planet and having free choice to look or not look at something that some say may be evil and others say may actually be the truth. And for those who are motivated toward that door and they see that bright light, suddenly the door starts to open, perhaps for them only because they choose it, and the room is illuminated. And suddenly they see things because they open the door that are startling. This path to ascension that we talk about starts with awakening. You awaken to a larger truth. That larger truth is what we teach you in the Circle of 12, where you go to areas and places you never have before in any meditations, and we start giving you these multidimensional things that pour perhaps into that which is your psyche, your soul, and you begin to realize that there is so much more to you. That is an enabling process. What it does for the human being, it gives them a larger choice yet again. This crack, this door with the light begins to open even more in the Circle of 12, and with free choice, you get to see it or not and find out how magnificent you are. What is the tool set, the toolkit of awakening, perhaps that you never had before, that allows you to be more balanced, to heal yourself, to have peace, all of these things that you realize you can do. The human being is designed to balance itself. The human being, even with health, designed to balance itself. It's the programming that you've had in the dark energy, even from birth, that starts to build the blocks before you that you have to then get through. One of the biggest ones, and we've told you, is so many are taught that they are born unworthy. And so that which is God or that which is the Creator is not available to them without some kind of thing they must do, and they can't even talk directly to that which is their soul, that which is their entire essence. That's a block, dear ones, and it's not the truth. And yet it's there, and in some of you, it is so profoundly there that you struggle to get around it. The healers on this particular program have told you that over and over and are giving you methods to start to get around that. But so many are headed for that door, that light that is starting to open and seeing that crack and are awakening to what I will call aha moments. I once told you, if you could really see yourself as we see you, it would take your breath away, totally. It would take your breath away. That's the difference between what you've been taught of who you are and who you really are. And all that we do in this program, this show, is to try to show this to you and give choice so you to see it or not see it. There are psychological things that begin to happen during awakening. The metaphor is this: as the light starts to shine on the world that you live in, you get to see things that you never saw before. And in seeing them, truths are revealed that you didn't expect. And those truths sometimes bother you, your psyche, your mind, your consciousness a little, because you were never told that they were even possible. In fact, it is confusing to many because you are so linear and have been for so many years that as that light starts to shine on you, there could even be confusion. Confusion. And there are those who say, what kind of awakening to a greater truth comes with confusion? Dear ones, all learning from one level to another comes with this. You've got to unlearn what you thought you knew. You've got to go through a process of, is it right, is it not right? This is you. It's a complex you that has to go through that process, that door, you might say. And in that time, there could be some questioning, confusion. Psychologically, some of you are asking questions and feeling certain things. This channel is saying you have permission to feel these things because that is what happens. Some of you are doubting who you really are. You know, this whole idea of life on earth comes with a set of parameters and rules that you make for yourself, not that have been given you. How you feel about things, who you truly are. And when those start to meld away and you see a grander truth that may actually void out some of those things you believe, you wonder if you're losing you. It's a hard thing to imagine, but indeed, there are times when you might awaken and say, who am I? Who am I? Because I'm not the person that I was perhaps a month ago or even 2 months ago. Some are even wondering if you are reverting into your Akash. That is to say that you perhaps are becoming somebody you used to be. There's actually some truth in that. And I'm going to explain that in the fourth channel as well. Some of you are trying to revisit your past. It's an odd thing that you would go there and try to revisit your path and make some things that perhaps were not right, right. You're actually playing out scenarios and trying to correct something that happened in your past that perhaps you did or you were disappointed with or something that changed your life forever. And somehow you're thinking, well, that can be changed now. And of course, in this reality you're in, it can't be. But you know what that exercise is? That's an exercise of mastery, and you've even been taught about it. You go back and rewrite things and reframe things so that your consciousness has a different reaction to them. That's mastery. You wonder why you're going through some of these things, because that is an advanced human being's idea of how to eliminate blocks. Are you following me? Some of you are starting to see individuals around you differently. Individuals perhaps you didn't want anything to do with, or that you previously said, well, I'll put them over there, but they're not my friends, and the light is showing you something grand about them, and you're going, oh my, I didn't know that. And you find yourself attracted to what they have, or who they are, or their countenance, or their energy, and before you never, ever did. And you're wondering, what is going on with me? Am I going just a little crazy because suddenly I love these new people that I threw away before in some way in my own mind? And you realize you're seeing them as a master sees them. That is an awakening idea. Some of you even perhaps are guilty that you did not see this before. and you are trying to then reframe that idea. Dear ones, as you open that door, mastery starts to flow into you and causes all of these things. You have permission to feel confused. But in the process, things will sort themselves out, and all of you will have a time when you look backwards, and say, I am not the human being I was last year. And then you'll know your awakening. I'm Kryon, in love with humanity. I'll tell you more next time. And so it is.